Desiree Turner, who survived being shot in the head by two teens in a crime that shocked her small town of Smithfield, is leaving the hospital after more than 2 months. She spoke Thursday at Primary Children's Hospital in Salt Lake City, where she's been treated since she was found in the ditch on February 17th. Authorities say two 16-year-old boys lured her to an isolated spot, then shot and robbed her.
I am so thankful to be here today, to be alive. I have been working really hard and still have a lot of work to do. I told my dad that I am tougher than a bullet. It is still with me today. But I am here and I get to go home today.
The 14-year-old arrived at the press conference in a wheelchair. She had short hair, a brace on her lower left leg, and wore a shirt that said happy. She thanked doctors, therapists, and those who sent prayers. Her father, Matt Turner, said it's a joyous day and called her daughter a determined and courageous young woman.
Des has battled for her life and the ability to do daily tasks. She still wages this battle and will for many years to come, but her determination and courage never waver.
Desiree and her parents declined to talk about her injuries or circumstances of the shooting. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Danny Hayes.